Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Buffalo Common Council member Leah Halton Pope is with us on the WBEN Lifeline. Leah, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. The Common Council today is meeting 2:00 this afternoon, being asked to revise the budget for the 514 Memorial Project due to updated costs. What are these updated costs that you're aware of?
Actually, from what I understand, it's land acquisition, but it's not adding more money to the budget. It's amending the current. So moving some things around, when you, with ARPA funds, you have to determine, you have to say where money is going or coming from. And so if you're going to change and take it from another pot or change the scope in any way, you have to do an amendment.
Okay, so it's more moving money around than the city giving more money is what you're saying?
Yeah, this is, it's still the same budget they always had. It's just moving how it's being dispersed.
The money is $1.1 million from the city for this 514 memorial, and that is American Rescue Project money?
Yes, rescue plan.
When you're looking at the budget and what's going on with the memorial process, a lot of people are wondering, okay, well, there's $6 million already allocated. They're looking to fundraise possibly as much as $10 million more. We're reading here in part of the amendments that some of the money has to be shifted for, you know, people to come on board to serve on the new nonprofit, provide HR training to employees. And you have a lot of people wondering just why does it take so many steps and have so many different fees involved to simply get this memorial underway that a lot of people have been waiting for now closing in on 4 years?
I wish I had a very direct answer for that. That I do not. In fact, I wasn't on the board. So I can't speak to what happened in the past. It's my understanding now with the new executive director that they have on board, he's being really intentional and looking through what it's going to take to get everything done that the memorial, initially the current board would like to see finished, what they started versus, you know, the new foundation that's begun.
Do you have confidence that this project will actually start next year?
I do have confidence that it'll start next year. I think one of the most critical pieces of even getting it started is being able to acquire the land. And so it required them to purchase some land from some people that own on Jefferson. And I believe it's this funding that we're talking about today is going to allow them to do that, which will help speed the process along.
I thought the land was donated for the project.
Some of the land was donated, but not all.
Okay.
So it still needs a little bit of an update there for the land. When this is all said and done, do you feel that this is going to be worth the wait, the time, and the effort that's been put into this?
Based on everything that I've heard, which, to be honest with you, is pretty much exactly what the public has heard, I believe so, but time will tell. I do trust the individuals who are part of the board. I know that they've been working faithfully to get this done. This is critically important for all of us who live in and around the area of this tragedy. And I believe this memorial is critical to providing historical facts, like a reference to what we experienced here in the city of Buffalo. And so I think people are taking it pretty seriously. And I can't speak to everybody else, but I can speak to myself. So it better be worth it. And I'll be staying on top of it until it's done.
Well, this request comes from the mayor's office. We're almost at the end of the year here. Whether it's this or many of the other things going on, the bonding issue in the city, or, you know, something else that we've been talking about, is it a tricky time for the council in taking in the request from the mayor's office while also balancing what might happen in just a couple of weeks with the change in administration?
I think so, but it's my understanding that they've been working together, especially more recently. So a lot of the amendments that you're seeing are actually for the new administration. And I know I've been intentional in speaking to the Mayor-elect Ryan's office about certain issues. Hey, how do we want to operate with this? Is this something? Because I don't want it to change if we vote on it. And so my colleagues and I are being really intentional and making sure that whatever we're voting on is actually going to be able to stay and not be changed again.
Well, Leah, thanks so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season to both of you.
All right. Thanks again for joining us. That's Leah Halton Pope from the Buffalo Common Council.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.